already talk of U.S. military intervention in Libya. Here in Benghazi, Libyans overwhelmingly reject this possibility.
يجب أنك تفهمي أن في أمور سياسية الآن تحدث والشعب الليبي بالكامل مصر على عدم تدخل أمريكا وعلى عدم تدخل قوات أجنبية في ليبيا.
Rebels in Benghazi are also rejecting calls from U.S. Senators John McCain and Joe Lieberman to send the liberated territory weapons to fight Gaddafi's forces. They insist they defeated the security forces of Muammar al-Gaddafi in Benghazi without the use of weapons and without the support of a foreign government. Their victory in the bloody battle for Benghazi has engendered a strong sense of unity and nationhood in a country known for tribal divisions.
التدخل العسكري من الدول الأوروبية أو الأمريكية بل نريد منهم أن يضغطوا على النظام القذافي بالرحيل وشباب ليبيا الأحرار هم من إن شاء الله يخرجوا هذا الطاغي من بلاد ليبيا ولا نريد إلا أن يقفوا معنا ويمنعوا الدول الأفريقية من أن يأتوا بالمرتزقة القذافي يأتي بهم من الدول الأفريقية.
The residents of Benghazi criticize leaders who have maintained good relations with Gaddafi even after the bloodshed, from Europe to Latin America.
South America actually know probably even more than the Middle East and North Africa what dictatorship is. So we advise them to really be cautious about what they hear from their leader.
Meanwhile, the rebels celebrated a newfound unity with Arab nations. They raised the flags of Egypt, Tunisia, and Palestine.
حاجة تشرف أنا دلوقتي بتشرف إن أنا مصري وبتشرف إن أنا عربي وارفع راسك فوق أنت عربي ارفع راسك فوق أنت عربي.
This truck coming from Egypt is loaded with donated food. 16 tons of pasta, rice, oil, and sugar.
Inspired by Arab revolts in neighboring Egypt and Tunisia, the Libyan people here are welcoming this food convoy from Egypt.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressed concern over food shortages, but food is still being given out for free in these streets as donations keep pouring in from Libya's neighbors. Jahan Hafiz for The Real News in Benghazi, Libya.